Hello everyone, welcome back to Scale Your B2B Firm with Content Marketing. Today we're going to take a little bit of a detour from our normal routine of talking about content strategy, marketing, and distribution, because I want to talk about a topic that's really close to me, it's really close to home, and it's something that I've been working on for a long time, trying to demystify. It's kind of a myth, and I think it's important to talk about it. And we're talking about word counts, okay? So people in content are obsessed with word count. They think that it is the one metric that's gonna matter, it is the one metric that's gonna help you rank, and the one metric that's literally gonna save your life in content specifically, not necessarily SEO, that's backlinks, but in content, word counts are talked about all the time. How long the first pages are, and how much content there is in the first pages on Google. And so I thought it was important to kind of demystify how word counts work and whether they're important or not. So word counts are something that has always existed in content, especially obviously in written content, with blog posts specifically, and with more of the organic content that can show up on Google directly. It's not that relevant for things like landing pages or things like home pages or service pages. Of course, those are more sales related rather than helping push a lot of traffic. But with many changes that Google has gone through, especially with its Panda update, basically word counts started becoming much more relevant over time, especially in the past 5 years. And now we're at a point where basically the first pages that you see on the SERPs, so on the search engine result pages, are 2,000 words, 3,000 words, sometimes even 4,000 words. They're very long. They're very long. They're getting longer. And it almost feels like you're writing a mini book when you're writing some of these blog posts. So why is it that this trend is happening, and what can we do about, you know, making sure that our content still ranks, that we're still visible? Do we really have to write mini books to get on the first page of Google? And is it worth it? Because at that point, you're spending so much time creating content that it may not be worth it to actually go ahead and do it. And there may be other tactics that are more useful to grow your business. I have a lot of mixed feelings about word counts, and I'll tell you one thing. They matter. They matter. They're really important for SEO. They're really important for content. And it's how you perceive of the metric that is what really matters, though. It's not necessarily the fact that you have to make a blog post long, because there are, in some cases, some queries that require a very specific answer, and that answer will do. Like, you can just write a blog post that's 500 word long, and it will beat every single other blog post that's more than twice its length. Why? Because it matches search intent. And Google's gotten really good at matching search intent. And the more you kind of get an eye for how the SERPs work, the more you realize which blog posts are answering search intent and which aren't, right? So many times you will see blog posts that rank for a multitude of keywords. And if you search for something specific on the SERPs, you will see that there's this one outlier or two outliers at the very top. And usually these websites are pretty low domain authority, or they don't have that many backlinks, or they don't even have that many word counts, really. It's just that they've answered the question really, really well. They've looked into the query, they've answered the query, and they've given content that's specific to that query, okay? So, do word counts matter? Yes, they do, but in relation to search intent. So search intent comes first. It always comes first, because if you're looking for a question, say like, how do you do keyword research the right way, or something like that, there's an implication that they don't know how to do it the right way, right? So you have to tackle that search intent. You don't have to do the ultimate guide to keyword research, because that's more for a generic keyword research search, okay, query. Whereas if you have such a long tail keyword that's a question and it has a bit of volume but not as much as a generic keyword, you have to be really specific about the intent, and you have to answer the why is it not right this way and how is it then done right. So those types of blog posts can be much, they can be then less than 1,000 word long. They don't need to be super long. They don't need to be extreme guides or anything like that. And I think that one common misconception about word counts is that, you know, you have to write a blog post that's that long. But unfortunately, I wish that in SEO or in content marketing, everything was so white, black and white, but it's never that way. You have to look at each specific query and each specific topic that you're interested in and analyze what is on the first page and what is on the second page. And once you've framed that specific topic, then you know how long the blog post should be, because you will have seen all the pages that rank on the first page and you'll have seen that the median word count is about 800 words. So why should you go about writing 2,000 words at that point? You don't need it. If other blog posts on the first page are ranking for 800 words, then even, and this is where it kind of gets tricky, because you will see some pages that have 800 words, whereas others will have 3,000 words, for example, right? You'll have the 3,000 word one second, and you'll have the 800 word one first. Okay, so there are so many signals that Google looks at. And while word count is extremely important, and it is something you should err towards doing longer blog posts at the moment, however, there's also the question of domain authority. And this is something that you will see over and over and over and over again. Say, for example, you take a Forbes, or you take an Inc. magazine, or you take neilpatel.com, or some of these high domain authority websites that have tackled even slightly the topic, they will rank higher in some cases. However, you will see that, and for less word counts, that's what I mean here. However, you will see that then the outliers will also sometimes rank for just a few 800 words or anything like that. And this tells us pretty much everything that we need to know. It's search intent that matters. It's not anything else, especially for new websites. You have to think with the end user in mind. Why are they typing in that query, and how can you help them? How can you deliver the value that they're looking for by answering that question? That's the key to reaching the first spots on Google. And you can do this, you know, in 800 words, you can do this in 500 words, you can do this in 2,000 words if it's necessary, and you can do it in 6,000 words. Again, it's the word count doesn't really match how much volume there is for that keyword. You could even get like 10,000 hits on that specific page, even if it was like an 800 word blog post. So it's not a matter of how many words will get you the most results. It's a matter of how you reply to that specific query. And this is something that is a bit frustrating to me as the owner of a content marketing agency, because I'll hear prospects all the time, okay, they tell me like, okay, how many word counts do I get then? Or how many words do I get? And I don't really know how to reply to that question, because what I'm getting my clients and what I'm getting my prospects is not words. Of course, I'm delivering articles, and that should be the way with a content marketing agency. However, I'm not delivering words. I'm delivering leads. I'm delivering results. I'm delivering traffic, right? So many times I will have to educate them on the fact that it's not necessary to think about word counts, because if you look at content writers, they all base their writing on words. And it makes sense, because it's easy, it's quick, people pay for words, and you know exactly how much the rate is, right? You can just go and do a division between how many words they offer and their rate, and boom, you know how much you're paying per hour or per word or however you want to count. And that gives you a sense of how expensive the content writer is compared to his experience. And that's fine, but that's something that doesn't necessarily translate into results unless you know what you're doing in terms of content strategy in the back end, right? If you've done your research very well and you have all of your keywords in your content calendar and you have these keywords in an outline and then you deliver that outline to the content writer, then you're highly likely to reach good results even when you're paying per word. However, all of that strategic work has to be done, and it has to be done on an ongoing basis. And that's something that sometimes entrepreneurs or founders or people who are just starting out just completely ignore, because they see the content, they see that it ranks, they see that it gets a lot of volume, it gets a lot of traffic, and they forget that there's a ton of work in the back end to get that one piece of content done. Of course, once you get the process going, it's easier to get high quality content out. However, there's always that one piece where you're asking yourself, why are people searching for this query? And is it related to my business model in a way that I can still provide them value, right? If you're running an HR company, an HR agency, for example, recruiting company, you never go about writing about marketing or doing analytics or marketing analytics or anything like that. You talk about how effective or a process to hire new personnel, becoming more efficient at it, using software that's specific to HR and things like that. That's almost obvious, but sometimes I'll see websites, I'll see brands, you know, even really good brands, even really good businesses, just talk about the most random stuff on their blog that, I don't know, like the ultimate guide to doing business or something like that. It's just not relevant, or it's too generic, or they aim for the high level keywords, like just keyword research, like a 2-word query, which is almost impossible to rank for unless you get a billion backlinks and you have a high domain authority. So the question with word counts is more about how many words do I have to write for this specific query? And this is the ultimate answer to word counts, is how many words are necessary for me to rank on this specific query? You should always ask yourself this question prior to writing some content. So in one case, it could be 800 words. In some other cases, it could be 1,600. Usually what we do at QualaRank, we set a range, because obviously you can never be sure of how many words you're going to write, but we set a range. So for example, if it's a mid to long form, it's going to be 1600 to 2200. Or if it's short form, it's going to be 800 to 1000. So you're always going to get the best results if you look at the first page of Google first. Understand your competitors, see how many words they've written, and understand whether on that specific query there are some outliers. So if every single result is a generic type of thing, and at the top you have something that is extremely specific, it means that you can rank very easily for that keyword if you're just as specific as that first one. And that's where the value lies, because even if those bottom ones will have 3,000 words, if that top one has 800 words, then you'll be able to rank with less words as long as you keep it relevant to that query. So to wrap it up, and this is a short episode just because I wanted to talk a little bit more about this word count issue, as I think it's really important in the content marketing space. The final kind of like recap of this episode is that you should always think about the search intent first and then figure out, okay, how many word counts do I need for this answer to be thorough, for this answer to be also to help me rank. Obviously, we want to get results. So look at the competitors that you're facing on the first page and ask yourself whether 800 words is good enough. If it's not good enough, just bump it up a little and go with that. That's my ultimate tip. So yeah, so this was a little bit of a detour. I'm going to talk about a lot of technical things going forward, or not necessarily technical, but more about the strategic parts of content marketing and how you can budget well for content marketing and how you can strategize and keep everything flowing nicely. And I think that's one of the most important things in content marketing today, because content teams have so much work to do with templates, downloadables, content upgrades, blog posts, ebooks, you name it. There's so much content flowing right now, and all of it is different. All of it has a different format, and marketers are kind of like, you know, there's too much of it. So I'm going to talk about in future episodes, I'm going to talk about how to streamline this process and how to achieve those results that marketers are looking for. And also small B2B firms, obviously. This podcast is made for small businesses that are looking to scale their efforts. So it's definitely interesting to see how the content landscape is shaping with all of these different types of content coming out. And I think that specifically video is going to be huge in 2021. So there's going to be a lot of talk for that in this podcast. Thank you very much for listening. And as always, if you have any feedback, you can contact me directly at arigo@koalarank.com. arigo@koalarank.com. And you can share any type of feedback that you may have. And if you want to hear something in particular, I'd be really happy to know, and so that I can prepare kind of like a list of topics that I can talk about. But overall, it's more about sharing my expertise here, as well as making sure that you get some value out of these episodes. So for me, it's all about the practical tips. It's all about making sure that when you plug into the podcast, you get something of value out of it, then you're done after 20 minutes, and you can apply that thing that I've talked about in that same day that you start working, or that you work on your website, or anything of that matter. Again, thank you very much for listening, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.